Chapter 9. Places and Parades. The City. Londoners often talk about the city. See map on pages 18 and 19. They are talking about the oldest part of London, the home of the Bank of England and many other big offices. About 5,000 people live in the city, and at weekends it feels empty. But between Monday and Friday, nearly 500,000 people come here to work in the banks and offices. Look for the city men with their dark suits and umbrellas. St. Paul's Cathedral is in the middle of the city, and the Bank of England has an interesting museum that you can visit. Also in the city is a very tall building, 60.6 metres high, called the Monument. Christopher Wren built this too, and it stands on the place where the Fire of London began in 1666. Some interesting and exciting days. Every year, on a Saturday morning in June, foot guards and horse guards have a parade for the Queen. This is called Trooping the Colour. The colour is the flag that the soldiers carry. Thousands of people stand in the Mall to see the Queen and the soldiers go past. The exciting Notting Hill Carnival is on the last Sunday and Monday in August. There are two wonderful parades to watch, one on Sunday and one on Monday. And you can see them going through the streets near Portobello Road and Ladbroke Grove. On the second Saturday in November, Londoners can see their new Lord Mayor in the Lord Mayor's Show, a parade from Mansion House, the Lord Mayor's home, to the Strand. The Lord Mayor is the most important person in the city after the Queen. The first Mayor of London was Henry Fitzalan in 1189. They were not called Lord Mayors until the time of King Henry VIII. Big red buses, London policemen, Buckingham Palace, Speaker's Corner, Big Ben, Notting Hill Carnival. These are some of the things you can find in London. But there are many, many more. Come and see.